All right, we're here. The Wrestling Heroes and Insiders podcast, aka the Whip Show. Normally, I'm more fired up right now. Y'all know that. But it's some craziness going on. It's some stuff that's really bothering me. So we got to do an emergency show real quick. First and
Emergency show.
foremost, I want to say make sure you check out my boy NXT with Najee. He did a great job down there in Tampa. Check out all his interviews. He got some great ones with Shayna Baszler, Nia Jax, Ivy Nile, the Creed brothers, Bronson Creed. All of it is on the Whip Show podcast page right now on Facebook, YouTube. You can check it out anywhere. Also, make sure you check us out, share this, live tweet it, stream it, whatever. But we got to talk, fellas. I had to bring the guys in right now. And I had to not only get my guy, the World Heavyweight Champion, Mr. Joe Walker, I had to go into the kennels. I had to go into the archives. I had to go get the professor, man. Because I just can't take what's going on right now, dog. Oh, boy. Hold on. I don't even know. Can you hear me? I don't even know if my mic is on. I'm tripping. Can
Your
you guys
mic
can hear me,
on.
right?
Yeah,
You good?
we
All
hear
right.
you, man. You loud in effect, man.
All right, man. All
Yeah.
right. Well, check me out, fellas. Y'all know what's going on. And I'm gonna bring everybody up to speed. This past Friday on SmackDown, Cody Rhodes, who won the Royal Rumble back to back 2023 and 24, came out. He looked Roman dead in his eye. After a little back and forth, he told Roman, "I'm coming for everything. I want to destroy you, but not at WrestleMania." He says, "I talked to some counsel." Takes a step back. The Rock music hits. The Rock comes out. Everybody goes crazy. The building goes up. We think, okay, that's it. We finally got it. The Rock and Roman Reigns. Everybody's happy. Next thing we know, we look on the internet. We want Cody. We want Cody. And there's a big backlash of people that are pissed because Cody Rhodes is not in WrestleMania going against Roman Reigns. I'm gonna tell you, I am feeling some type of way, as you can probably imagine, but I'm not gonna start off. I'm gonna let y'all brother start, and then I'm gonna jump in. But I want to start with you, Joe.
Okay.
When you saw that, when you first saw Cody step away, how did you feel? Were you offended? Did you say it makes sense? What did you feel?
Honestly, when I first saw it, I wasn't thinking anything because I was just in the moment and I was just watching it play out. I guess for lack of a better term, electricity that came with The Rock's appearance was, it's a hard thing to deny. You could feel it. The arena went up. It went up like two or three times actually. When the if your smell hit, and when he walked out, and then when he stepped in the ring, and then when he stepped to Roman. So that's four. But the crowd just peaked. It was amazing to see. But that's why hindsight is 20/20. When the moment was over, it allowed some time to really think about what just happened,
Very true.
and I started processing various parts of what I saw. Okay, what did The Rock whisper to Cody? Was Cody's smile sincere or was it disingenuous? What is Roman thinking in this scenario? And there's so many variables to the whole scenario that doesn't make any sense. Cody came out and he wins the Royal Rumble for a second time. He immediately turns his attention to Roman Reigns after pointing to the WrestleMania sign, and then walks into SmackDown and defers to The Rock. So the question is why? Is that something that could be rectified with something as simple as what he whispered to Cody in his ear? Is there a larger picture, a larger story in play that we just need to wait and let it play out? Or is this something that needs to be fixed? I don't know. I'm willing to find out. I have opinions and ideas, but none of it matters because I'm not in the decision-making position with World Wrestling Entertainment and TKO. So what's going to happen is going to happen.
Okay.
Whether I'm in agreement or not in agreement, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Was I looking forward to Cody and Roman? Yes. Was I looking forward to Roman and The Rock? Yes. Do I want to see a WrestleMania triple threat match? Not necessarily. But traditionally, it says that's what should happen. And there's other things that could happen. Like I have an idea. Again, not that my idea is going to be implemented because I don't work for the company. But it's a scenario that can be easily rectified if they want to course correct just based on the backlash. Professor, I'll save my idea for a little later and let you go ahead.
Professor, what you think, man? When you saw it, what was going through your head, bro?
So let's go back. Let's go back in time, right? September 15th, 2023, the Pat McAfee Show, Boulder, Colorado. The Rock appears on the show, and Pat McAfee asks him, "When is he going to appear in WrestleMania?" And The Rock, from his own words, said that they wanted to do it in WrestleMania
39.
39.
Yeah, last year.
But Vince told him that, hey, they were in the process of possibly selling the company and they might do it at WrestleMania 40. So that later that night, guess who appears on SmackDown? The Rock and Pat McAfee in Denver, Colorado, SmackDown. I knew back then that this was a go, and they knew, and they already had it in play that this was going to happen at WrestleMania 40. Now, here's the deal. We all knew that Cody's going to me, I knew Cody was going to go back to back and win the Royal Rumble because they have to get the belt off of Roman. However, as he gets closer to that Hogan's record, why they want to surpass Hulk Hogan, I don't know. But they want to put The Rock and Cody Rhodes together for WrestleMania. I'm upset about it, but I'm like this. I don't think Cody should try to go after Seth's belt. I think that they should just wait until mid-September to that New York Garden, Madison Square Garden. I think it's a Raw or SmackDown. That's when Cody's going to get that belt. It's not going to be at WrestleMania. It's going to be on a Friday night in Madison Square Garden. He's going to get on top of that top rope just like his dad did and hold that WWE title for all to see. That's what's going to happen.
I know a
That's
lot
how
of
I
people
seen
been
it.
talking that. A lot of people
And
saying that.
that's what the word with the internet, everyone's saying on the internet should happen. If not, hey, let's just have Cody wrestle night two. They still, you never got a definite when he's going to, what's going when it's going to happen. Monday night, you see that they're trying to play, Roman stuff against
Drew.
Drew, yeah,
Yeah.
this guy, yeah, they trying to play that, right? They trying to
And
play that angle,
they brought
and
Sami Zayn
maybe
into it
they
too.
go against each other. Maybe the truth be told, Seth, you don't know if you saw, but Seth got that Steve Austin knee brace on, and he ain't really walking all that good.
Good
So,
point. Good
does
point.
Seth drop the belt next month at in Australia,
Well, I
and
definitely.
then?
Go ahead, because I got something for
Because
that.
I don't think Cody and Seth, that's going to be the play. I really think that either they're going to wait till that New York Madison Square Garden show and let him go ahead and beat and break Hogan's record, or have a night two, let The Rock go first, Rock get beat by Roman, Cody takes everything the next night. I think that's how it's going down. Hey, it's going to happen. Does it happen at WrestleMania? Ah. Do I think it's whack for The Rock to use his board of directors play to do it? Eh, I think it's whack to do that. But they're trying to make it a big thing. Man, they could have set it up. We had to wait a whole year for John Cena and The Rock to fight each other years ago. Why can't they just do that now?
Because The
I don't
Rock is
understand.
50 years old. Because he's 50. We might not even have a Rock next year, man. That's That's okay.
Hey, man. Okay. I get it, man. I get it. My thing is, what type of condition is really ring shake the Rock really going to be in, man? Is it going to be a squash match? I mean, let's keep it real. I know the Rock trains like it's nothing. But he got this UFL. He's trying to promote that. And that's all this really is, though, to promote this new league. I'm trying to tell you, man. They're going to be having advertisements, all this stuff to promote the UFL. And that's what this really is. The real play is going to be.
See, let me get a piece of that before you jump in, Will.
Go ahead.
Let me get a piece of this. I like what you said. Like what you said, Professor, with the squash match. You know, that's actually not a bad idea. Especially if you want to send a message. If they're going to proceed and let Roman go ahead and break Hogan's record, and I'm going to come back to that in a second, and break Hogan's record, what better way to put him on that path and let people know that, okay, we are staying on this path, is to have The Rock come out at WrestleMania in that ring with Roman on fire, spit in the hand, the slap, the kick up, the elbow, all of that, to have Roman kick out the Rock bottom, kick out of the people's elbow, and then just start beating the holy piss out of the Rock and pin him clean without any assistance to shut the mouths of all the naysayers. 1, 2, 3. I mean, a decisive victory. 1, 2, 3. Over. And just leave people stunned. Okay? That's one. Now, two. Whip, I don't know if you remember this conversation we had off the record when I was saying, when they talk about Cody finishing the story, they never said where.
I agree.
And where did I say the story should finish?
I believe you said Madison Square Garden also, didn't you?
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
You know what Bully Ray said on Busted Open yesterday?
Madison Square Garden.
He's been saying that for a minute, man.
He's been saying that.
And that's the thing. See, that is my only problem with this whole situation. First and foremost, again, like I just said, we don't even know if we're going to ever get Rock and Roman in the same space again. Let's be honest. Prior to this, they were like Marvel and DC. We knew they both existed, but they weren't in the same universe. So this is the first time they're in the same universe. Now, I understand what everybody's saying about Cody. The problem I have with it is this. Yes, it's messed up if Cody doesn't get his WrestleMania shot right now. I know that's what people wanted. However, as you just stated, they never said it had to end at WrestleMania. It does not. And you have to think about this. You talk about long-term booking. Okay, let's say it would have been Cody and Roman. Cody hits him with the crossroads. He pins him. They play the song. Everybody goes crazy, right? What happens on Monday? Now Roman's out of here. Roman's gone. Who does he go against next? You got to talk about the future, too. You got to make sure Cody is ready. He got challenges that are going to take him all the way down to next year. Because, again, whenever Roman loses, Roman's gone for 6 months. Let's be honest. We know that. He's not going to be back getting a rematch the next month, you know. And also, I understand the whole we want Cody thing. But I never was a fan of hijacking the show. Because they keep touting these numbers. It's the most disliked video on YouTube. But they're not saying that it was the most watched video of all time. It passed CM Punk doing like 90 million in like 8 hours.
Yeah.
and my other problem with this is that everybody, and I never really like calling wrestling fans marks, but they are. You sitting there, you start crying after the one situation happened. Joe, you said it earlier. It's a story. You got to let it play out. Joe, you write novels. You write books. You know you got to let the story play out before you really complain. We have 60 days until WrestleMania. Why did they think, like, was he going to just stop everything after Friday? Nothing else was going to happen. No more episodes of Raw. No more episodes of SmackDown. He was just going to, that was it. It was over. I'm like, you just got to chill out. You know what I'm saying? Why they doing all that? They really are shitting on poor Seth. Because as long as y'all keep talking about just this, that's making Seth look worse and worse. And as the professor said, Seth already got a bad knee. So he's going to probably drop. So you need to make that belt look big so whoever he does drop to actually means something also. I really like what they did with Drew yesterday, though.
Mm-hmm. I hope they got a 4X. That shirt looks great, man. I bet you any amount of money that Punk had some ideas about that shirt.
He had to. But did you?
He had to, man. That's just super petty. I love it. And they make it Drew into a nice, nice, lovable heel.
You know what that reminds me of? 0-3-16. Remember 0-3-16? And like I said, they took Drew. He went to the next level. He went to the next level with this with this feud. So if we go back to even when I was at the media scrum, that press conference, I told him, it's so many people right now that are over, face and heel. I know that's actually a good problem to have. When you got this many people, that anything can happen. Because we can't even forget one more name from the Judgment Day. Damian Priest. Because what I'm going to say,
that's going to come into play, man. I'm telling you, that's going to come into play. And I know he's not going to try to take Cody's belt and have, let's say, Roman face The Rock. And then he come out and he's gonna try to cash in on Drew and on Seth.
I agree, but imagine this though. Just imagine this, just for fantasy booking purposes. Let's say Cody wins. Somehow he finishes off WrestleMania as the world champion. That music hits, he goes crazy. The whole arena is going crazy. And just like CM Punk came in after the show, the tags come on TV. Out of nowhere, Damian Priest comes from behind him, cracks him upside the head, pins him, 1, 2, 3. The fans are pissed as hell, but now Cody can restart the story about how he was cheated out of his title, and now he got to go destroy the Judgment Day.
Heist of the century, too.
Now you got something going to take him through a whole nother year. Because one thing, and if you've been watching wrestling long enough, it's always cool when a good guy has a title, but as we know, the chase is bigger than actually having the belt for the good guy.
That's what happened. Then that what happened with when Roman beat Brock and then Seth cashed in on him.
Yeah, right, Brock. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'm telling you, man. That's how I'm telling you, they're gonna cash in on Brock. But I don't think it's gonna cash in on Cody. It's gonna be Cody and Gunther. That's gonna be that next battle that's going on.
But then you take the belt off.
They're gonna cash in on Seth. Seth getting cashed in on. I don't know if it's next month. I'm just curious, man. You can see him walking around. He wasn't moving a lot. He got that super knee brace on. That knee is jacked up, man.
One quick thing I want to talk to y'all about this too.
316 knee braces.
I want to talk to y'all real quick about this too, just to show you. Now, for years, people, obviously we know wrestling is entertainment. It is what it is. It's a story, it's an adult story. But have y'all heard that they've been giving Ava death threats, dog? Over.
Now, that's the dumbest horse shit ever, man. Sorry for cussing, but that's
for some wrestling
absolutely
shit?
Insane, man.
When Najee said that in the group chat, man, I was like, it just shows you, man, where,
people speak freely and no repercussions because they can hide on internet and say that.
Yep.
That's when you need to be finding their IP addresses on their stuff and going from there.
When we started publishing, articles and reviews and stuff online back in 98, man, that was one of the first things. And I was never in the chat rooms and stuff like that back in the day. So, getting and allowing, reader feedback, I wanted that because you had an option of it. It was instantaneous. But we started to notice way back then, how people would respond to little snide comments they would make. And, my boy, Sir, man, you talk about this dude, if he's 6'7", 6'7", 350, he's like, he's a big guy. You ain't going to say that in his face. You hiding behind his computer screen, going at him about a review of Rough Riders album and all this stuff, man.
Keyboard Warriors,
you
man.
You ain't going to say that in his face, man. You definitely, wherever you saying this from, you ain't finna come to downtown Muskegon, Michigan, on Merrill, in the Valley of the Beast, and walk up on this big 6'7" mountain of a dude and say the stuff you're saying across this computer.
Man, these keyboard gangsters, man. That's what we call them. I call them keyboard gangsters.
And now it's so widespread, it's ridiculous, man. Come on, man. What Ava got to do with this? Ava ain't got nothing to do with this, bro.
Exactly. What you just said. I got a homeboy that worked for the Metro Times and the Detroit News. He said the same thing. They literally get evil emails talking about what they're going to do to them. calling them fascist, calling them dictatorship, somebody could cut your throat off, all types of stuff like that for an article, dog, for some words.
Hey, you know what? You should release. See, that's the thing, man. They should get all that stuff is tied into an IP address and where it's sent, because people are not smart enough to have their stuff. Man, release their names and stuff to the police, and just call it a day, man. NSA, you know, all that stuff, man. And I know for a fact The Rock know people. Man, he know people, and he got money. Ain't nobody going to be, let's keep it real, like on a father-type tip, I got a daughter, man. I wish, man, please, man. Oh, man, please.
Right. At that point, God. It's fuck all the wrestling shit is what you want to do.
Rock know people for real, man. Rock got beat dealing with billionaires, man. They been came up into my house and made some guys disappear, dog.
It's funny you say that because
I mean, The Rock got that kind of power like Jordan. Remember how Jordan used to pull up on Muggs and pull up on Muggs in the SUV with Charles Oakley? The window rolled down. He'd be like, "Get in."
It's funny y'all saying it because I was watching the old interview, the promo between The Rock and Cena. And that's when Cena tried to, like, do that little sneaky stuff to try to get him. The Rock said, take away the pro wrestling. Take away the catchphrases. I am a person that will rip your fucking throat out. And you can see Cena took a step back like, man, this is...
Rock bought that ice, dog. He bought that action, boss.
I'm going to show you the clip. And you can see it, because, you know, you can always tell when somebody hit you with something that's like, all right, hold up, dog. You can see it in Cena's eyes like, whoa. But that's the type of dude Rock is. Y'all heard the stories back in the day. You ever heard the story about him at the Miami Hurricanes when he got into the fight and he tried to take my man's tongue out of his mouth? You don't mess with people's kids, man, over and over.
Yeah. Rock his body, dog. This big loving guy. No, man. Rock will put you through a wall. I ain't thought nothing else about it. But see, he ain't got to do that, though. That's the thing. He ain't got to do nothing. He can just make some calls. Yeah. Handle this. Done.
Now speaking of that,
he's gonna have his cousin, and they're gonna have his cousins that are pop that life, pull up for somebody.
Don't get it twisted. Samoans be some G's for real.
Man,
they some G's for real.
Central, man.
If you ever know any in real life, I'm not talking about even the wrestling life. I'm just
Man, Samoans is the biggest mob on this planet, man. You don't want it.
Yeah, they just like it. Black folks, man. They bought that life, man. People bought that life, man. Hey, man, they ain't gonna tolerate that foolishness, man.
Nah.
But I ain't gonna keep y'all on here long, but I do want to finish off with this question, man. With The Rock, now, they got this big press conference this Thursday. Supposed to be in Las Vegas, open to the fans, everything. It's gonna be shown on Peacock. That's where they're making the official statements. Mm-hmm. Yay.
They're gonna promote the USFL. That's gonna be March.
You swear.
We're gonna have the schedule ready. They're gonna announce the teams and all the coaches. They're gonna have Garcia out there as the she's gonna come on and be talking for a few minutes. Thank you for the platform, NFL, WWE. You know, hey, Pat McAfee gonna be announcing games for the UFL. You know.
Now they trying to say now, and I do believe he does, because Rock does. They say Rock has a hell of an ego. If you're in that business, you got to have an ego. Let's be honest. I mean, you can't not if you want to be in the top. But with that being said, do you think Rock's ego will let him not main event one-on-one with Cody, that he would try to throw some type of a twist in there and maybe change it up, make it a triple threat, or maybe be the referee? Do you think Rock wants it flat out? He wants to be in the main event?
Nah, he want to wrestle, dog. Because he want to, man. He been wanting to do this for quite a while. So I think it's going to happen night one. I think night two, hopeful, wishful thinking, Cody gets the winner night two. They're not going to say, okay, Cody, the deal is Cody gets the winner for the belt night two.
Okay. Joe, what you think?
I don't even think what happens at the press conference is that significant, to be honest.
Okay.
I just keep going back to the story element. And all of it, building it from the ground up and where we are now. I mean, it was cool to see The Rock come out there and challenge Roman or come face-to-face with Roman. You know, the whole scenario. And, you know, the controversy is created. But you got to look past the controversy and look at all the beats of the story and where the story is now. You got Rock confronting Roman. You got The Rock whispering in Cody's ear. What did he say? We don't know. You have Seth coming out on Raw and basically challenging Cody. The Royal Rumble winner gets to challenge who they want to wrestle mm-hmm. for the title. They get to decide which champion they want to face. Cody ain't picked nobody.
Right.
But there's been the assumption that, okay, now he has to go after Seth. He doesn't. He doesn't. He could still have that match with Seth Rollins. If we're just talking about story element, he could have that match with Seth Rollins. He could beat Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. And still, and they can have Rock and Roman go at it and knock the sense out of each other, and Roman come out the winner, and Cody walk out there and be like, yo, I never said who I was challenging. Seth challenged me.
Yeah, that would be dope. That would be dope. He came out like right at the end and was like, hey, I know I got you tomorrow night.
So I'm going to say this, man.
When Rock could have whispered in his ear like, hey, see you after the match. Win or lose. See you on night two.
That's what I was about to say. Keep in mind, remember what he said, that he wants to take everything from him. Everything. I think that's more than just the world title. I made a call that ended up being right with Jade Cargill and Nia Jax at the Royal Rumble. I'm making a call right now.
You'd have made a few these last 2 months.
This is what I'm gonna say. It's gonna
sound
crazy.
Be on TV first, man. When they gonna put her on TV though?
Well, that's another story. But
is she still green? Like, is she still AEW green?
Probably. Well, I don't know. But this is what I'm gonna say. Watch it.
I gotta do a treat like Goldberg.
Somehow, at the end of WrestleMania night two, The Rock is going to end up holding up Cody's hand. I'm not saying he's going to necessarily have won a title, but at the end of the night, he's going to be in the ring holding him up, because that way he gets The Rock cheered again. But this is where I'm going to go out on a limb for something different.
Okay.
After the match, Roman can't believe he lost. He's walking down the aisleway or about to leave. Somehow he comes back in the ring. He looks at him. Remember what happened with Hogan when the NWO jumped him after he lost to The Rock? Solo beats up Roman for losing. Solo beats up Roman for losing. The face is Cody and Rock. Pow, pow, pow. They get rid of Solo. They get rid of Jimmy. They look at Roman. He shakes hands. He gives the ring to Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes pops the crowd. Now we got something if Roman wants to go down another route against Solo. Because remember what he said also. Solo, he said, was going to be the heir to the tribal chiefdom. Just saying. I'm calling that right now. So the whole bloodline is going to be destroyed. It's going to be blown up. But now we got somewhere for Roman to go. We got somewhere for Solo to go to take him up to the next level. And Cody can go on about his way. I'm calling it right now. Mark my words.
Yeah, they got to get something for Solo to do, man. Solo going to be the one. It'd be the challenge. I mean, I look at it like this. Solo needs to be trying to get one of these U.S. titles or Intercontinental titles.
It's time for that, right?
But, yeah, I think that if Roman loses, the broad line is broken up. Hey, is the Samoan Werewolf still a free agent, man?
Jacob. Yeah, because he with Booker now, ain't he? I think over there.
He went down there for a minute just to kind of warm up. But
Booker said he tried to get him in. But yeah, the problem
the deal with that? He got that record, though, right? Are they going?
Yeah, didn't he do something stupid back in the day?
He did. Yeah, I think that's why Booker has been in his corner so heavily, because Booker's like, if they can look past my criminal record and what I did, they can do the same thing with him.
I mean, they look past MVP, and MVP shot somebody. Killed him, didn't he? Or I don't know if he killed him. I know he shot somebody.
I don't remember if he killed him, but yeah, he did. He did pop somebody.
Yeah, so you're right. But I think that's what I heard about. And then, you know, they got another brother, Young Zilla.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Zilla need more work. He need a couple more years down.
Yeah,
at,
I don't know what's going on with Zilla, but Booker T cut ties with Zilla quick. So I don't know.
Oh, that's why they fell out.
He's down there?
Yeah,
he was, but they fell out, though.
Yeah, after the first match,
it was on the show. It was on his show.
Yeah, it happened right after his debut match.
Yeah, when they got to the back.
Oh, he fell out.
Yeah, yeah. From what I heard, Zilla won. He didn't like the way the match went, It also was a money issue. He felt like, you know, he's in the family. He should have been, you know, not realize he the young boy of the family. You know what I'm saying? He's the young boy of the family.
Well, shit, he can't burn that bridge with Book because Book be putting people through.
Oh, dude, man, Book got a nice list.
What's the dude? Oh man, NXT guy. Oh my goodness. Trick Williams, isn't he one of his guys?
I think so. I know he got a couple girls up there.
Like Athena, yeah. Athena was his girl.
Athena, one of his. Kylie Rae, one of his. Sammy Guevara, one of his. The Usos is his.
Yeah, the Roxanne Usos Perez, his.
Oh, that's right. The Usos was his.
Yeah, yeah, so I mean, hey, Zillanitas can't be burning, man. Hey, Booker T and May, man, he took double ring over, man. Ain't a lot of them that got double rings in this boy.
Real quick, I want to shout out my boy,
the Bounty Hunter is one of his.
For real,
that one big bald dude that's over there killing in the New Japan. He one of his.
Okay.
Booker, hey man, Booker get mugs on.
Shout out to my boy David Mitchell.
Career, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to my boy David Mitchell. You want to come on? We actually about to slide, man. But we're going to bring you on next time. He just checked in. And make sure you check out his podcast. David, put your podcast in the comments so I go ahead and share and let people know how to get a hold of you, dog. Okay. I actually met David at WrestleMania in Dallas. Dope dude. He had the Intercontinental title, but he had the Razor Ramon edition. Bad. Ooh, that boy was bad.
Yeah, that was a cold one right there. Salute.
We were talking about Busted Open earlier. He gifted Dave LaGreca, I believe, the NWA title as a gift. The NWA TV title. Beautiful. He's a belt collector, man. So got to shout out my dog, David, man. But y'all, we just wanted to come on here. We just had to spitball a little bit about We Want Cody. Trust me, we'll be back to talk about more later.
Title. I need a copy of that television title.
Copy the television title from him. Hey, but Joe, Kanye, if you want to give a word or two about WrestleMania or anything you want to talk about before we get out of here, just give him a sign off word. Joe, you got anything for him? Okay.
Yeah, hey, People's Champ, I appreciate you letting me get on the show today. Joe, hey, you know, hey, well, I think that, you know, this Cody, we got another, 2 months to this Cody story? Another 6 weeks or so. So, hey, it's going to be – we just got to wait and see, man. Be patient, man. What that say? Long-term booking, right?
Yep.
That's it. Joe, got a word for a word, heavyweight champ?
However it shake out, I just hope this WrestleMania season ends with Nia Jax holding some gold.
Ooh, okay.
That's all I got to say.
Whoa, so you're saying Jax is winning the chamber?
All I'm saying is I need this WrestleMania season to end with Jax holding some gold.
She needs a belt, man. She needs a belt.
And check out our boy Najee from NXT with Najee. He actually did an interview with Miss the Beautiful Nia Jax, man. My last word is real simple. Besides, make sure y'all like, share, and watch the video. This is the wrestling world. Enjoy it. Let it play out. There's no reason for y'all to go crazy. I know we like to have these conversations and all that, but just relax. Trust me. 9 times out of 10, they get WrestleMania right. So whatever you do, get with your people. Make sure y'all watch it on Peacock somewhere if you're not there live. And we'll see you later. We'll talk another time. Whip Show Podcast Squad, we out of here, man. Take care, y'all.